Well, hello, everybody. Here we are on another podcast, and today we have Ingrid. Ingrid, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for joining me today. I was waiting for this because I love, love, love your post. I love to follow your journey and how much inspiration you actually tell me. Sometimes I need to read what you just wrote, and that inspired me to go to my mat sometimes that I don't want to. So I really love the fact that you are here to inspire others to actually do the same thing. We are going to talk today about breaking the loops, which is sometimes what we need to do, and stop and say, how are we looping around our life? And so that's why we have Ingrid here to help us understand in her own terms, how does she do it, and what anything that she does can impact in your life, have an impact in your life. So Ingrid, how do you do this? Tell us.
So I am a National Academy of Sports Medicine personal trainer, and I only got into fitness and exercise and sort of a healthier lifestyle about 4 years ago. When I started, I weighed about 70 pounds more than I weigh now. But that's really not the emphasis of my practice. Like, I choose to kind of disregard the scale. I don't even own a scale.
Good, me neither.
I don't own measuring tapes or anything like that. Like, it's not like I'm keeping measurements. Like, every once in a while, if I'm at a friend's house and they have a scale, I'll hop on it just to be like, oh, what does this mean? But that's really not my practice. I have found, in both working with myself and working with clients, that if you ignore all of the kind of physical markers, fitness stuff, all of the traditional ways that we mark how someone's progressing through something, if you ditch all of that and you get them focused on how they feel after a really great workout, if you can get someone hooked on that feeling of, I am strong, I am powerful, I am capable, I just did this, I am able to take on this challenge, and I'm able to keep pushing. I think if you can get someone hooked on that feeling and get that sense of like self-confidence, I think that's ultimately what stays with someone more than the physical results, more than any sort of cosmetic
change
or alteration in physical appearance. I think really what ultimately gets people hooked on doing stuff and showing up every day and making it a part of what I would consider to be a really healthy loop, then everything else kind of falls in place after that, right? And so for me, I think the biggest things that have helped me are accountability, which is why I post every day. Like, I don't post every day to be like, ooh, look at what I did. And I don't post every day to try and have others do the same thing, right? Everybody has their own path towards what will ultimately serve them in the best way, like serve their highest self in the best way. It just happens that mine's through physical stuff, right? So I don't post every day to show off or to inspire other people. I post every day to keep myself accountable.
For you.
It is one of the easiest ways for me to go, I did what I needed to do today. I always pick a word of the day, right?
Yeah.
Based on what my practice was that day. And I kind of, what I write about is kind of how that word related to my practice that day. And I really try to listen to my body. There are days when I wake up where I feel awful and I don't want to work out. And sometimes those are the days where I push even harder. And sometimes those are the days where I take it really gentle with myself, and I do a restorative practice or a yin practice, or I do something that's really fun, like a dance workout or something like that. Something that's just happy and lighthearted. And then there are days where I wake up and I'm like, I want to kick my own ass today. That's what I want to do. And so I try to have a health mix.
So let me ask you something. I feel, and I am glad that you're sharing, that you actually do it for accountability. You know, like you are literally doing it for yourself and everything, but you are having an impact when people that are following you are actually looking and reading every day. How do you find, or when and how did you find that point of, I'm here sitting down and I need to start a practice, I need to start changing, and how did that click, and how can you help others to actually have that same click in their own practice? I mean, I know we all sometimes feel like, I don't want to do it, and today I'm going to honor that, but how do I get to a level of understanding, I need to do it, and this is why, and this is how I click with this?
So, like I said, it started about 4 years ago, and it started because I threw my back out. And I mean, I threw my back out to the point where I could not move without assistance. My husband had to help me for about a week. Mm-hmm. I had to get adjusted by the chiropractor. I had to go on muscle relaxers. They gave me opioids. Like, it was a thing, right? It took me, I would say, about 3 months or so post throwing my back out to me just finally being like, I am so tired of this. Like, I am so exhausted by feeling like I'm done, like that this is what my life is going to be going forward, is an injury or, you know, whatever that I'm like constantly recovering from. And it just, something in me just was like, I have to do something. And I don't know what that something is. And at the time, I had a friend who was doing the 21-Day Fix, which is a Beachbody program, and she had had really great results with it. And so I bought it for myself for my birthday, and I was just like, I threw my back out in like April, my birthday's in September. And so I bought it for myself for my birthday, and it was expensive. It was like $180 that I spent to get everything. And I was just like, if nothing else, I'm going to do this for 3 weeks. That's it. I was like, I'm just going to commit for this chunk of time, this 3 weeks. I'm going to show up every day for 3 weeks. That's it. And I mean, the theory behind 21 Day Fix is great because really 3 weeks is what it takes to make a habit. So they did it that way to say, if you can sign up for this for 3 weeks, you can integrate this into every part of your day. And so they're kind of brilliant that way. And I am profoundly grateful that I found it because it really is what started me on this whole thing, right?
And how was the impact of the emotional level, for example, from day one to day 21?
I have to say the first week was really hard. Like mentally, that was the week where I had to go, no, you said you were going to do this. You said you were going to do this. And it was so hard. And I mean, I started with one set of 5 pound weights. That's all I had in the house was one set of 5 pound weights. Day 21, I was like, I can't wait to do this over again. I was like, I felt lighter. I had more energy during the day. I slept better at night. I really just, it was more internal than external at that point. But it was like, One, there was the sense of accomplishment, like, oh, I stuck this out. Like, I did the thing that I said I was going to do. And that's great. That's a great feeling to commit to a goal and then to check it off when you've done it. Like, that's just mentally something that I think does something for everyone, right? Even if it's something as simple as I'm putting away the dishes today. Like, setting an attainable goal and doing it and being able to check that box, that's really powerful on a mental and emotional level,
totally,
right?
Totally.
And then number two, I felt, like I said, I felt lighter and I felt like all of my body systems worked better. And that's a great feeling too, when it feels like you're giving your body what it needs to function at its optimum level, right? The same way that for me, crossword puzzles make my brain feel like it's functioning at its optimal level, right? Having something that gives you that feeling that you're somehow working and doing what you can to be the very best version of yourself and take care of that self that's also very powerful.
Very.
And I think that, that program helped me with all of that.
Perfect. Now, let me ask you this. When you're doing it on your own now, you're not following any 21 day or anything.
Yeah.
How do you recognize what is it that you need that day? Like, how can you help others to recognize, today I'm going to take it easy, or today I'm going to actually push it? Like, what makes that connection for you?
So I would say that at the beginning of each week, I write out a loose schedule. And when I say a loose schedule, I mean really loose. Like Mondays, I'll do something strength related. Tuesdays, I'll do something cardio related. Wednesdays, I'll focus on, you know, and it doesn't go to plan 9 times out of 10. So, but it's setting an intention. Right? It's setting an intention for that week. It's going, these are things that I, again, that checkbox thing, right? It's like, these are things that I'm hoping to get to this week. And then every day when I wake up, I've learned through this relationship with my body, through this whole process, to kind of understand when I'm truly exhausted and I need to slow down. And when I am kind of trying to find an excuse to get out of it. I wish I had like a concrete way in, like, this is what it is. But really what it is it's tuning into your body and yourself and really kind of recognizing whether you're in a place where you're trying to make excuses or whether you're in a place where you truly need to take a break. And there are times where even I get wrong. Right?
Like, right.
Even still, there are times where I'll wake up and I'll try to do like a really hard workout.
Yeah.
And my body just goes.
Yeah, like, right.
It just says, no, I'm sorry. Like, I reject this. And I think one thing that is profoundly impactful for all of this is learning to be compassionate with yourself, even when it feels like you're failing or like you're not doing what you should be doing. Like, I used to think of rest days or, you know, the quiet days or the days where I do something that's lower impact or, you know, more yin focused, right? I used to think of those days as failures in the beginning. Right.
And is that competitive mind? Is the competitive mind with ourselves, right? Kicking in.
Yeah, it used to be like super psychotic about my food choices that day or super controlling about what I did the next day or trying to double up on workouts the next day. And what I've learned over time is that we treat other people, our friends, our family, our loved ones, with this kind of endless compassion, right? We love them. We want to take care of them. We want to, and we never extend that grace to ourselves.
Nope.
Ever.
Absolutely. And we are very good at being compassionate to them and also understanding that that's what they need today. However, we don't have that relationship with our own options and our own, like, I'm going to do this today and I'm just going to click it. And I know, I get you. It's a struggle for many, many of us.
So I think like the biggest three things, like if I had to boil it down to three things, like the three things that kind of keep me in it every day are it's accountability, right? And that is huge for me, very specifically, right? Accountability is huge. Listening to your body and really paying attention to the things that stress you out, things that light you up. If you hate doing cardio, don't do straight cardio in a workout. Find ways to sneak it in, right? If you loathe push-ups, don't tell yourself that you have to do 20 push-ups to make your workout effective. No, like find ways to listen to your body and to incorporate what you learn from yourself into how you choose to work out, right?
Perfect.
And number three is having compassion and grace for yourself. And that means not stepping on a scale every morning. That means not measuring your bicep or your weight or, you know, marking how many clothes sizes you've changed. It means truly embracing the fact that you are a whole and sacred human being, and you are inherently worthy of all of the love and compassion that you give to other people on a daily basis, right?
Yeah.
And extend some of that towards yourself. Because if you don't do that, and if you're constantly just looking at yourself, and I struggle with this still, right? I struggle sometimes with looking in the mirror and going, oh, that area is a little... And that's so silly, right? Like, because at the end of the day, I am so profoundly grateful for what my body is able to do for me. I am profoundly grateful that I am healthy enough and agile enough and still have enough flexibility and agility to train the way that I do. And the other thing too is like, self-love is kind of the flip side of not punishing ourselves, right? And so like letting go of that kind of idea that I have to fit some exact standard or that I have to look an exact way. Like, I don't have a perfect body. And quite frankly, if it means that I have to give up wine or ice cream or things that I like legitimately enjoy to achieve that, like, I'm not interested, right?
Exactly.
I'm past the point. Like, I'm just not interested that way in being perfect.
I love it.
Right?
I love it.
So I'm going to live in my body, and I'm going to love my body, and I'm going to appreciate what my body does for me. And I'm going to treat myself with the grace and compassion that I treat the people I love with.
Love
right?
it.
Right? And that's powerful, right? Like,
it is super powerful. And it is definitely something that many of us have a struggle. I have had that journey as well, right? We all have had that journey of acceptance.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still looking in the mirror sometimes and being very judgmental. I have to go into my psyche and say, hey, right? Like, we're not doing that. And it's a struggle because society... sells us all this idea that we need to buy into, and we do, unfortunately, at one point or the other, and then we need to let go of that, right? And so it's amazing to hear your story, amazing to hear your whole journey. Like I said, you do have an impact, even knowing though that's not what you put your post for. I, at least in my life, you do have a very huge impact. Sometimes it's exactly what I needed to read in the morning to mentally help me to go and do my own work, because sometimes that's what we needed, somebody else to just silently help us to go and do it, because we don't find it in our own mind. You know, like, I have depression, right? And so I have to be very mindful of sometimes I'm not going to find that strength to get me out of my sofa and go to do my practice. So some know this, because your posts sometimes have inspired me to go into my mind and do that click that I cannot do personally. So I'm thankful for that. I am very thankful to have you today. And I will love to have you again to touch on those items that it's going to inspire others to go and do their own work and maybe click in a different way for everybody.
No, thank you so much. And I'm really happy that I was able to stop by today, and I will always come back.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ingrid. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I see you guys soon.